Blog Talk Radio. Well, it is Friday and it's February 12th, 2021. Amen, amen. So we're going through a new month, and it's Friday, so please have a wonderful weekend, and keep trusting in God, and do not compromise yourself in any way. Trust in God, and God will get you through it all. Amen? Amen. My topic, sufficient grace, and I'm just thinking, I love God, and hey, he's getting me through anything. So I just want to say, hey, I bless him. I bless him, and I keep him in my heart. Hey, amen. Heavenly Father, before I get in the word, let the word touch and heal those that believe in you. I pray that God continue to be in your hearts and your mind. I pray for the sick and the shut in, and those that have passed on from COVID, and those that are at home with COVID. I pray for them, and I pray for a swift healing in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Sufficient grace. All right. Coming from the book of Leviticus, chapter 25. Verses 18 through 21, easy to read version Bible or King James Version or NIV. Therefore, you shall do my statutes and keep my rules and perform them, and then you will dwell in the land securely. The land will yield its fruits, and you will eat your field and dwell in it securely. And if you say, what shall we eat in the seventh year, if we may not sow or gather in our crop? I will command my blessings on you in the sixth year so that it will produce a crop sufficient for 3 years. Amen. A Sabbath year and a Sabbath year of Jubilee require a lot of faith from the Israelites. While they already knew how to obey God, today's commandment in Leviticus, that verse I just read, meant trusting God at his word to provide the right amount of crop. For God didn't want them to sow anything which seemed audacious. Yet, he promised he would provide more than enough for his chosen people. These words were a reminder that God's grace is sufficient enough for all of our needs. You love, you serve, and obey God who cares about your deepest needs and desires. When you worry about the little things of this world, you sink into despair and rage. Yet, when you look up at God and recount his goodness, you can rest assured that everything, including you and his plans for your life, he is under control. His plans for your life is under God's control. Amen. Amen. Sorry for that. I had to go back through that. And then again, you need to trust in God. Remember this. Heavenly Father, please show us you are truly in control in my life. I want to witness more and more of your sufficient grace. Grace you have if you trust in God. And trusting in God says a whole lot. To some, you know, they throw it away. But do not throw your grace away on emptiness things. Trust in God always. I'm Evangelist Faye, and God bless you. And I'll see you Monday with another word of encouragement. God bless you. Even though, like I said, we come under attack in any form on social media or all over, do not waver yourself into anything. Do not follow Satan. In other words, I'm saying stand whole of your truth and do not let go. Do not let someone push you into something that you know is wrong. All I'm saying is this: your choice, your mind. If you love God, you follow Him. Pick up your cross as Jesus carried His cross. Amen. Amen. Have a blessed day. Have a blessed weekend. God bless you. I love you. I'll see you Monday. Amen.